Hi guys, welcome back to the very last Evan and Caitlin podcast episode.
You're really going to make them wait through the intro to say of the year?
Yeah.
Rude. So rude. Did you just pop up a prank the audience?
I just pop up a prank the audience.
Pop a prank.
No, we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going. But today's podcast, we're going to be looking back at the year that was 2020. I don't think that it was the 2020 that any of us ever imagined at the beginning.
Nope.
We're going to be looking back at our predictions that we made at the on the very first podcast of 2020. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking back at how well we thought we dealt with all of the unexpected bumps. We're probably going to stay clear of 2020 in general and mainly just talk about the two of us, how we dealt with it as people, as a couple, and as a business.
Yeah.
But first, we have some what's news because we've been dealing with something for the past month or so. Guys, we have rodents in our garage. They are above us while we are filming. They are above us while we are streaming. They are above us while Caitlin is sewing
a cursed cat bed made of jeans. Yeah. Yes.
It has been literally haunting us and plaguing us for a while. And we have... It's been a little bit of a story.
It's been a whole thing. And every time we bring it up to, like, you know, a relative or this or that, they're like, oh, did you put traps in there? I had mice once, and, you know, after a few days, it's taken care of. Yeah, no, it's been 4 weeks.
Guys, the whole rodent story starts, actually, with bees. We had bees a year and a half ago.
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And in our garage attic.
Yeah, we hired people to remove the bees, and we thought that they were done. But what the people actually did is they sprayed, like, a dust up there that killed the bees.
And these were killer bees, not honeybees.
Yeah, they are the...
And I guess maybe that's standard? I'm not sure. I thought that they were removing them.
I thought they were removing them, too.
But we, like, steered clear because bees. Well, killer bees, specifically. Yeah, they are very aggressive, so we were, like, inside... Anyways, we thought that they were removed. We thought they removed the comb. Turns out they didn't. And so for these past several weeks, we started hearing scratching above the garage attic. We have, like, some, you know, bug pest control people that come and just do regular whatever stuff at our house. We told them about it because they also do rodent stuff. They, like, you know, recommended... all these various things. We tried, like, a spray, like a natural spray that, like, makes them want to go away, like a little sound thing you plug into the wall that does, like, little ultrasonic, some kind of noise that they don't like.
So we've been ramping up all of the steps that you'd usually do, but they are so, like, persistent. They're always there, always scratching, and they're so gutsy too.
Yes.
They, like, ate through the drywall and then they poke their heads out
and they
like watch us work.
It sounds like a cartoon. And when we would tell the pest control people, we've had various companies, and we'll get to where the bees tie in a second. But when we tell people, they're like, oh, you know, you're probably not going to hear them during the day. Like, you're never going to see them. We're like, no, he looks at us. He stares at us. We're down there using power tools and he's up there scratching.
We have photos
he doesn't give a.
And videos of.
Yeah.
Of there's at least one mouse who just loves, like, he's a little bit of a ham.
Yeah, he is.
She, you know.
Yeah, he loves to be on camera. We have multiple videos of this guy just poking his head out and looking at us. And we're like, hello? We're trying to film. Hello?
And as we've tried to deal with it, the hole in our garage has been getting larger and larger and larger as we try to, like, you know, deal with what ended up. So we'll get back to the bees.
Yeah. Everyone was confused about, like, you know, why... You know, we would set out, like, peanut butter and this and that and, like, why they weren't going for it. Apparently, it's because they were eating all the dead
bees. Well, the bee-related stuff up there, I think.
Well, like, bees and honeycomb and stuff.
Well, there's a lot of conflicting theories that, like, the people have had. Some people say that they aren't getting sustenance from the beehive. And some people are saying they just like... that area because the bees kind of
insulated it
or, like, made it cozy for them or something.
Yeah, okay. Anyways. So there has been different theories, but for whatever reason, because there was a huge beehive in this corner of our attic, still mm-hmm. up there. The mice were just hanging out, chewing on it, chewing on the drywall. Again, I think it's only one, maybe two mice from what we can hear. But, like, they just really did not want to leave.
Yeah.
And the hole in our garage ceiling has gotten progressively bigger. First, it was, like, what they chewed through. And then, like, we couldn't really see what was going on. So we had to, like, drill a hole. And we bought, like, a little laparoscopic camera and mm-hmm. stuff to put it up there. And then, you know, when we had... that's when some beehive fell out of the hole and we were like, oh, there's beehive up here. So then we had bee people come to remove the beehive, know, and then, so then there was like a 2-foot by 2-foot hole in the wall. And now there's a 2-by-2-foot hole in the wall and a 2-by-2-foot hole on this, like, well, on the ceiling and on the wall adjacent to the ceiling. Anyways, it's.
We just wanted to share this story with you guys. Cause like we like sharing our life with you guys, you know, and it's just like, this has been such a strangely large part of our life for the past
month
and a half or so, because we've gone to the hardware store, made the trip outside to like pick up supplies to deal with it ourselves, probably like 5 times,
mm-hmm.
various trips, various ways that we've tried to do things. We've had probably about 8 visits from professionals,
different people
dealing with different sides of this. And unbeknownst to you guys, they have been part of at least 3 live streams and 2 videos.
Yep.
They've been there.
They've
with
been
us.
There scratching. Yeah. I wonder if you like enhanced the audio at a part where
could
we didn't
you
have
hear
any music.
The
Did
little
you hear
scratches?
Because they're like, they're literally just scratching up there and like chewing on stuff the whole time.
They've definitely been like, I think we cut them from the video, but there have been parts where like we're doing something.
Can we yell
like,
at them?
Hello?
Yeah, there have been parts where we cut
it
out.
Down, neighbors.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why in the cat bed made of jeans video, we like mentioned the bee lady, and I had to add a note to the video in the edit because I was like, that's not going to make any sense at all. But it was because they were coming to remove the hive in the attic. Anyways,
and I think
it's
that,
been like a huge thing.
I think we can finally tell the story because we have been sealing our attic. I've been getting up on the ladders and like sealing all around the roof and sealing like because our house had foundation issues. So there's all these entry mm-hmm. points and we've been, you know, copper meshing all around the house. And we've been doing all these things, sealing it all up. We removed all of the bees and we removed an area where they kind of built a nest.
Yeah,
we removed it. We treated it. And I think that like, I'm knocking on wood. I'm just hoping.
We haven't heard
them. I'm
just
hoping so much.
We haven't heard the mouse in like a week or so.
And we never caught
anything in a trap.
They're just wily.
So not having heard him either means that he left.
Yep.
Like after we dug out his nest and like cut the 2 huge holes in the drywall, either he was like, nah, I don't like this house anymore. Or he's in a different part of our attic where he can hide even better and we don't hear him.
Hopefully you guys never hear any updates on the story. And this is the end. Please pray for us. Moving on to another topic. Because that's like... moving on to another topic. Another thing that we've been working on in the background, which has been pretty fun, is our Discord. Do you guys know what a Discord is?
We didn't when we started it.
We didn't. We were.
I mean,
asked,
we knew what it was, but we didn't really know how we would use it.
Yeah, we were kind of asked by the, especially the gaming community, to make a Discord because I think Discords are really big in the gaming community. And at first, I didn't really know what it'd be used for and how it would use it. But now that we have a Discord and we've been utilizing it, it's really great. I totally see the point of it now. And I think it's just a really interesting tool that you can like shape to your own needs. But basically, Discord is a
hub of various chat rooms that you set yourself. So like for ours, there's like DIY channels.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what the different, you know, quote unquote rooms are called.
Yeah.
DIY, like different gaming ones for the different games we play. We have like a pets channel where people share pictures of their pets and it's very cute. We have like a fan art channel.
Yeah.
Like all these different things. It's very fun.
It's really fun. It's basically just a place for a lot of people who enjoy Evan and Caitlin Universe content to come together and chat and share what they're mm-hmm. doing behind the scenes and comment about what we've been doing. We pop in
sometimes,
and,
and you know, we just went through a revamp. Shout out to our Discord mods.
Yeah, Discord mods. Thank you guys. Yeah, we've revamped all of the rules, and we've brought more mods on, and we've kind of like upgraded it to the next level. So so that's another thing that we've been working on behind the scenes, putting a lot of time and effort into.
Yeah.
That not everyone knows about. So we thought we'd share it here.
Yeah.
Because it's a really cool place.
Are you ready to move on to our topic now that we've kind of talked about what's been going on?
Yes. All right, guys. Time for 2020 in review. How about first, let's look back at what we wrote down in episode 50 for what our resolutions for 2020 would be.
Yes. That is the episode that went live at the very beginning of 2020. And we talked about our resolutions. So let's see, we split it into work and personal resolutions. So I think we can go through them and see how we did.
I'm looking at the first one.
The first work resolution is balance.
Bringing balance into our life. Caitlin.
Work-life balance.
Caitlin, how do you think we did?
Are we going to grade it like out of 10?
One.
No, I think we did like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. So definitely in the failing range.
Failing, but like better than one.
Better than one.
So I will say, well, you know, we've kind of gone up and down on balance. Yeah. We have had periods of time this year where we like would stop working at like 9, read or play video games.
That was like August.
Yeah, there's like a couple different periods where we have like a month at a time.
Yeah,
we could do that.
July and August were better.
And like, I know that sounds like not much, but for us that was really big to just like take some time off in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know? We have in a way brought, well, this isn't really work-life balance, but it's a little bit more balance to the work that we do because like we do more gaming than we used to and we've done a little bit less on the main channel.
Yeah. Now, I think in terms of like broadening our horizons in a lot of ways. We did a lot of great stuff in 2020. We'll get to that later.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about one goal at a time.
One
did we hit balance?
No.
I would say 3 or 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I think like the balance we were talking about is work-life balance, and we did not accomplish that.
No,
in
not that
2020.
Much. A little progress. I read like 3 books.
Oh, was that in 20? Did that start in 2020?
Or no, more books. Like 6 books.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was all 2020.
Maybe a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
There were moments where progress was made and then would backslide for one reason or another. Yeah.
Okay.
Another thing that we had down as a 2020 goal is more series. But when we wrote that down, we already had Byverse DIY. Have we created more series?
So we had Byverse DIY and we had just started like DIYeries, which was basically like a new series. It was just putting all of our like home makeover projects under a series name.
Yeah.
But then we kind of stopped doing those.
Yeah.
I
think that we didn't do much on the more series, but I think, but the,
oh
the,
no, no.
Which one?
Cooking with Evan and Caitlin. That was
Cooking
a series.
With Evan and Caitlin.
That was a series. You know, it wasn't the most successful.
No, but we ventured out in the materials that we.
Oh,
you know.
Another one. We did 2 Makers Test DIY life hacks.
Oh yeah, life
That's
hacks.
That's kind of a series.
Yeah,
like I.
That was definitely a big series that we did on TikTok.
Oh yeah, don't.
Yeah, because like you know each one of those is each life hack is its own TikTok.
Its own TikTok.
That
too,
was
yeah.
like that was like a big thing.
That's true.
So
how would you grade us out of 10?
Now, I think that I'm going to add some nuance to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why we wanted more series is so that we could
I have an answer.
Help with the work-life balance sometimes and help with like the like big burden of coming up with ideas and push our channel in new directions. And I think that in a way that was the intent behind the more series, if I'm remembering it right. And I think that we accomplished those goals, but in different ways.
Yeah.
We did like, you know, like the candle making. We tried candle making. We tried various other video ideas. And I think that we pushed the channel in the direction that we wanted, but not by using series, by like doing individual videos that pushed our channel in the direction that we
sort
wanted.
Sort of. You're speaking in very vague terms, so I'm not sure if that's going to like come across.
Yeah. It's like the two of us know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but like,
I know what you're saying. But I think in terms of doing series,
yeah,
I would say 4 out of 10 also. We did do some, but we didn't like...
Yeah, we didn't really push it.
We didn't. I think the biggest push was like E&K Cooking, which we still might do some more of. You know, we're kind of taking... We've taken
maybe
a little
we'll
bit
do E&K Cooking live.
Oh, that could be fun.
That could be fun.
We're not committing to anything,
no.
though. I don't know
no,
if I want
to
do
No, we're
not
committing to anything. Okay, next up on the list is pushing the boundaries of the content of our channel farther.
Specifically, I think this is more what you were talking
about.
We said
like more science adjacent? Question mark? No, but I think that we really did push the boundaries of our content even further. And I'm going to give us a 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to say like a 9 out of 10. Like
we just made a cat bed out of jeans.
Knowing our intention when we made that goal, it wasn't that we wanted to like, oh, all of a sudden we're going to start doing travel vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
It was pushing our content farther, like within things that still kind of made sense for us. And I think we did like a 9 out of 10 on that.
Yeah.
And even went a little farther beyond because, I'll use the cooking with Evan and Caitlin. That was like a little bit.
That was a big
farther beyond what I would have expected.
But also, like even I think the DIY transparent screen. It's like
yeah, because that's that and the underwater stream are both like technology builds.
Yeah.
We hadn't really done technology based builds. We did do more science adjacent because we did, and when I say that, I mean like videos that the whole thing was kind of science adjacent, like the pumpkin videos, the resin rainbows, even like the cheese, which was cooking, was also very science adjacent.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is, I'm looking through the toast coasters.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things we did do. And then we also tried.
We also did like what was the first curse thing that we made in 2022? The
first
mood ring toilet?
Thing was the mood ring toilet scene.
Yeah.
So we tried making cursed builds again. There's also the jeans that just came out. We also tried a couple like, I don't really know how to describe this other than like YouTubery things, like mixing all of our pigments together. That's like a YouTubery type of trend.
But also, I think,
and like testing life hacks, like 5-minute crafts life hacks. That's
just
kind
like,
of a YouTubery trend.
Like just more experimental, like you know, like where the video is an experiment. It's like, what's going to happen? We don't know. Let's find out together.
Yeah.
And more of like it's just about the experiment and not like do an experiment and then do a build based on the experiment right away.
Yeah.
You know, which is more of what we used to do.
Yeah. So I'd say like 9 out of 10, maybe 10 out of 10. Like I'm pretty proud of the expansion we've done on the video types.
And the last on the list for work resolutions, spend more time on ideas.
I think like again nine or ten.
Nine
or 10 out of 10.
I give us like an A, definitely for that. We behind the scenes, we spend days brainstorming ideas.
We're much more conscious about like what videos we're gonna do and why we're doing them.
I also think it's interesting. I mean, we were just reflecting on this. When was the last time we brainstormed? 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
3 days ago?
Yeah.
We were just reflecting on this. We put so many ideas down on like our master idea list. And then later on, we look at them and say, why were we so excited about that? I think interestingly, like dumping all our ideas out and then re-looking at them later really helps bring perspective on whether that idea was something that we just had excitement for in the moment versus if it's like a really, like an idea
sticky
that really,
idea.
Stands the test of time in a way. And I think that in our past, when we were just going, we just kind of had to like, I'm not going to say compromise, but we just had an idea and then we just went for it because we had to go.
Well, also,
if
you think about how we used to film videos,
we
would publish the video on Friday. On Saturday or Sunday, we would start filming the video for the next Friday.
Yeah.
And we'd work on it a few days and we'd rush, and then it would go live Friday. And then we'd figure out the next one on that weekend. And it was just like a never-ending cycle of that. Now that we have a little bit more time in between videos, we're not as much on the never-ending treadmill. Like, we're not stumbling as much on that treadmill. Mm-hmm. We're still on the treadmill.
Yeah.
But we're not stumbling as much.
But we're able to
do... And
we do
have time to put more time into ideas.
We're able to, like, you know, there's a few videos that, like, you know, might surprise people that we took a long time on them. Like, the wood and
the
resin
ideas.
Computer. We started that idea probably 4 or 5 months
mm-hmm.
before we actually published it.
Yeah.
You know, figuring out the idea and working back and forth on design and, you know, setting up the partnerships and all of that.
The resin pumpkin idea is something we had for almost a year because we thought about it, like, I think around last Halloween, but there wasn't mm-hmm. enough time to let the experiment run because it had to run for, you know, as many days as the pumpkins would last.
Yeah. So the resin pumpkin, video, we filmed like probably two or three other videos while we were filming the resin pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an idea that we want to make coming up. That's been on our list.
Mm.
You know, the one, it's been on our list for how long?
Probably at least 6 months.
6 months, or I think almost a year.
Maybe it's been, a year.
We've wanted to do it, but we know it's going to take a lot of time. Also, we need to figure out a lot of logistical elements to it. And I think that also as we grow as kind of makers and experiment with different materials and all of that stuff, making contacts at various companies, I need to keep things vague because I want it to be a surprise for you guys. But like now that idea seems doable. Now we just need like 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
to like pull it off. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get ahead on these videos so we can tackle some of these bigger things. But
I think we have successfully, we do spend more time on the ideas.
I think that's an A or A plus.
Yeah. A or A plus. Yeah. 9 or 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I would say too.
Yeah.
Now the personal resolutions that we made at the beginning of 2020 work out. I'm looking over at our little calendar, our everyday calendar.
We did really good in August.
We did great in August. That's also when we had time to read and stuff.
Yeah. Okay in September.
October started to slip. November, we worked out like 3 times.
December is a total fail.
December is nothing. Literally no workouts in December. It's just gotten progressively worse.
I think that as we get our, like, you know, work, you know, manage a little bit more and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll pick it back up, but we still have to grade ourselves, and we didn't even start working out until like August.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give us like a 3.
No, I'll give us a 3 too.
3 out of 10. It's something though. You know,
it's
maybe
something.
Maybe even though we didn't, you know, you would think 5 would be like working out half the year.
Yeah.
I might upgrade us to a 5 because getting started,
working
really
out
hard.
More. We worked out more in 2020.
We did.
Is that a 10 out of 10?
No.
That there's an improvement there. It's not as much as I want.
I'll upgrade us to a 5.
5.
From a 3.
Okay. I think
5 out of 10.
All right. Next up on the list is make
is
more time to think and come up with what we want to do.
For like personal, in our personal life.
I think we've done okay.
Yeah.
I think that, like, you know, like the end result of make more time to think and come up with what we want to do. You know, we started trying to implement one day off per month. We like take the day off.
We've only done that a few times. We've literally only done it on our birthdays.
Maybe one other day.
No. Just our birthdays. We've done it twice this year.
Hey, remember that one day where we were like working and we wanted to organize and we were like, let's throw in our schedule and let's just go to IKEA and let's organize and let's like...
Okay, 3 days.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't say that's... I'm not really sure what we were talking about in the personal resolution of make more time to think and come up with what we want to do and non-work.
Well, I think
like,
that
personal.
Like, I think that... I might have written that sentence.
That looks like an Evan sentence. Does it make sense to your brain?
I think it is. It's like when we, because like I think that it's really easy for us to default into working. We enjoy it. We get a lot of joy out of it. Like we know that you guys enjoy it, and we're going to talk about streaming later on. And I think that it's been really fun, like kicking off streaming more, figuring out what we like to stream, figuring out what you guys enjoy for us to stream, and all of that. And that's been like a great thing. But like, since we have all of these things that are instantly rewarding that we want to do, you know, and that's good for the business and everything, it's so easy to stay incredibly busy. But when we take time off of work, every time I think that we've like stopped working for an extended period of time, we have had like good revelations about like what we want in our life, what we want like in our future, and what we like want, like even like you know, like when we took time off for my birthday, we realized that we want to completely change our entire system for storage. Yeah. You know, and like how like we like that's like such a weird small miscellaneous thing, but
it's just
interesting because like I think that whenever we do stop working for long enough for us to stop thinking about work, mm-hmm. we think about other things and good things come from that.
We did design our future potential dream house.
Yeah,
that took some thinking about.
That
things.
Did take some thinking.
It was a stream, so it was technically work.
Trying while to double we were triple dip there, yeah. You know. But
so how would you grade us?
I would say 3 out of 10, maybe 4 out of 10, maybe 5 out of 10. Because
I'd
again,
say
it's
like 5 out of 10.
It's like make more time.
We have tried to be more conscious about like what we want in life, and not just work.
Yeah, yeah, and we did take more time off again.
We did.
In 2020. We still have a lot of room to improve. But I think we did okay.
Okay, related to what you're just saying, our next personal resolution was tackle the junk room and set up systems to minimize clutter.
I hadn't read that. I copied and pasted this, but I hadn't read it. We did okay.
We did okay. We I'd did say, better.
I'd say 6 or 7 or 8. No. Six?
Six.
Six.
We bought some shelves.
Those shelves and they, made a big
they,
difference.
They're great.
And we made some decisions.
We made some decisions.
Yeah.
We it haven't implemented
sound like
them
much.
All yet.
A lot of it's still in our brains. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of it isn't really stuff that you guys will see. But like,
you know, getting our life in order a little bit.
And remember, there was a period of time where we had essentially 3 junk rooms.
Yeah.
The garage was a junk room in a lot of ways. The entryway was
when
a junk
was
room,
the garage
and
rework?
The guest room was a junk room. At one point, they all were.
Yeah.
The garage rework was last summer. That was 2019.
And how long did like the stuff from the garage rework stay in the, what would we call it? The treadmill room?
The treadmill room. Oh well, it wasn't the treadmill room at the time.
Oh yeah,
it stayed in there until we turned it into the treadmill room.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So that you know. We made some progress.
Progress. We got rid of like a whole room's worth of stuff, essentially.
Yeah.
And we bought shelves. So there's that. I would say, what did we say? 6 out of 10?
6 out of 10.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've done okay. I think we will perhaps do a podcast making goals again, because I think it's kind of interesting to look back and see how we did.
Also, our brainstorming. How different do you think they're going to be from 2020 goals?
I don't know.
we'll think on it. We'll put some time and effort into like thinking what we actually want. You know, hey, take more time to think and come up with what we want to do.
Yeah.
We'll be accomplishing some of our 2020 goals by doing that.
Yeah, totally.
To take time and, you know, think about what we want for 2021.
There you go.
Okay, now Caitlin prepared this next section.
Yeah, well, I just thought it'd be a little fun to, you know, since this is the year in review, to look at some interesting numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're just going to brag on our growth. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
but no, I thought it'd be interesting to share with you. Do you remember how big our channel was in January 2020? Because right now we are at 991K subs.
Were we at half a million?
We were at 527K. Yeah. So pretty good guess. So we've gone up like 400 something K subs. I'd say that's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
I should have written it down for the game channel.
Double it, but this is by far the most growth we've ever had in the year.
Yeah, this is our biggest year.
Biggest year, yeah.
Which,
that's
awesome.
It
makes sense because like it's all kind of like a proportion of your total size.
You'd hope so if things were healthy, you know.
To a certain point, and then you might like plateau.
Plateau some, but very cool.
Our total views on YouTube right now, we are at 104 million views, which is kind of crazy. When we started the year,
was it half of that? 500 million?
We were at 42 million.
Mm.
500 million would be 5 times this. It's okay. Numbers are hard.
Yeah, numbers are hard. Yeah.
Okay. So here's another.
So about proportional with the sub growth and
about
everything.
About proportional.
Yeah.
Another thing I thought would be interesting to look at would be
Twitch. This is interesting. So what? With the views, I think that's pretty cool.
The views more than doubled. Our subs less than doubled.
Yeah, the views more than doubled. And I think that's interesting, and that's what you'd hope for, because as we get more videos in our backlog, the views will grow more and more, mm-hmm. too, because there's more videos for people to watch going back and everything. Yeah, that's neat.
I thought it would also be interesting to look at the changes in our Twitch. So right now we're at 56,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what we were at in January 2020? You want to guess?
20K?
10K.
Oh, wow.
So that's been that's pretty big.
That's really big.
It's like five times the size.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And then our total Twitch views right now, do you have any idea?
No.
I didn't really either. 568,000 views.
Huh. That's interesting. You know, I don't know how that compares.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea how that compares to other channels. That's our total views on Twitch.
Yeah.
In January, we started at 57K views.
Whoa, so that's 10 times.
Yeah. So even bigger than the followers, which is crazy. Yeah. And then a very interesting thing, Evan already knows this number.
Yeah, I helped look this one up.
Right now, our average viewership on Twitch is 961 people.
Sounds like live concurrent people who are there
concurrent
with us while we stream.
At any given moment, mm-hmm. yeah. And in January, it was 147.
That's...
So, that's like a big jump. A big thing, Twitch had very big jumps, even though the numbers aren't as high as mm-hmm. YouTube. The percentages were pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think that we figured out
a lot. I feel the change more there.
Yeah, I feel like we figured out a lot in 2020, when it came to streaming, and I think I'm going to rearrange some of the outline that we have in our Google Doc, which we plan these streams, writing
these
prompt or these podcasts. But I'm going to rearrange things because I had a section for biggest accomplishments, highlight moments, turning points of 2020.
Okay, yeah.
And I think that the streaming things were some of the biggest things that changed for me, the biggest mm-hmm. Moments in our year, in a way. And I think it kind of started with the underwater stream.
Yeah.
And diversifying what our streams were.
Yeah, because until then it had almost exclusively just been gaming.
Yeah. And we had been figuring out a lot of things. You know, when we first started streaming, we just didn't know much at all. And we've been working on this streaming setup and all of the computers and cameras. And we've mm-hmm. we've really, really improved mm-hmm. Our setup and what
we do. And all the back end stuff, working with mods and setting up those systems in place,
It's been
shout out to our mods.
Thank you guys. But it's been interesting because I think that if we had of... pushed our Twitch streams, and gave, publicized it on our main channel more, we wouldn't have been ready mm-hmm. when we first started streaming. It's we very quietly started streaming and built it up in an organic way and everything.
You know, it's weird. We've been streaming for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time because I still, we joke about being noobs and stuff, and we still often do feel like it because it is YouTube has always kind of been the main job, and Twitch mm-hmm. is the side
hobby
thing.
Kind of, yeah.
hobby that's also part of our job.
Yeah.
But, it's crazy.
You know, it's also crazy. How much have I messed with this setup in the past, two months?
A lot. In the past two months. I thought you were going to say since we started.
Yeah.
Not much.
In
it's
two
actually
months,
kind of
it's
settled.
Stabilized.
No, you've
which
channeled
is insane.
All that energy to the mobile streaming setup.
Yeah, the mobile streaming setup. Yeah.
And I think that was another thing that you were, going to mention as some of our accomplishments leading off of the underwater stream is we started thinking a lot more about other non-gaming streams we can do. We've done a whole bunch of I was going to say crafting streams, and a lot of them are crafting streams, but other stuff too, like the crafting streams, the Pokemon stream, the home designing stream, the Chillmas stream, which was just so fun and cozy.
Honestly, I was going to talk about the Chillmas stream because after, let's explain what the Chillmas stream was.
Okay.
Caitlin, do you want to summarize it? You're better at that than me.
We just hung out with our Twitch stream. We decorated our Christmas tree. We drank hot chocolate. Evan almost set the house on fire. We wrapped presents. Those kind of
honestly, after we did that stream, I was so happy, and I felt it felt so right mm-hmm. to do that stream. And you and I talked about it for a bit afterwards, mm-hmm. for a bit after the stream, but I don't think we ever like talked about it elsewhere. But I think that that was just like, to me, I think we've really been like finding our stride when it comes to streaming. Mm-hmm. And I think the Chillmas stream was like a like, ah, I really like this. I want to channel this energy and this vibe mm-hmm. in all of our streams. And I know that we can't have like
Chillmas every day.
The Chillmas every day with like wrapping presents and decorating a tree and having a fire pit and everything like that. But like,
I think it's more about my words are hard right now, but I think one thing about the Chillmas stream that is the reason we had so much fun is it kind of like, it was a way to concentrate some of our favorite vibes about Christmas mm-hmm. and kind of concentrate them into an afternoon and really like appreciate it in a way that if we were just like running on that work treadmill, we might not have, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, yeah, we'd still put up the tree and we'd still wrap presents, but it might be like here and there in the evenings when we had time, and we probably wouldn't take the time to just sit down and enjoy hot chocolate on the living room floor in our PJs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that was one of the things that was so special about it for us, is it like gave us a reason to make a bigger deal out of like Christmassy stuff.
Yeah.
Because we were sharing it with other people too. And I feel like there could be other like things in life, you know, where you might not make a big enough deal out of it yourself. But if you think about like sharing it with other people, maybe you find ways to like make it more special, and then it's even more fun for you too.
Yeah. I mean, like in a way, our Halloween streams.
Yeah, Halloween streams too.
Kind of like didn't really save Halloween for us, but
it was like the most Halloweenish thing we did, because our old tradition was going to this haunted house in Austin every single year. Obviously, couldn't do that this year, and we were kind of like, "Man, what are we gonna do? Like,
and
we can't do our thing, our Halloween thing."
Any of the Halloween things that we would usually do, all of them weren't good to do.
Yeah,
and doing our Halloween streams, like doing our makeup and doing the
we did skeleton makeup live, and right after taking a dinner break, then we did acrylic pours on ceramic pumpkins live. Yeah,
so both of those were like really not just fun streams, but like
fun for us,
but also like I'm not sure if important to us is the right word.
They marked like holidays
that wouldn't have really been like solidly. And I think that we'll do something for Christmas and stuff coming up. But that like really, I don't know. I just feel really good about it. And I still don't know how to apply it going forward.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting. Also, for both of those streams, it was fun having like lots of things lined up. Like for Chillmas, having like a few events and a few things. And it just gives me a lot to think about for future streams and future mm-hmm. content creation. So I think those were impactful moments for me. What do you think?
Yes.
Do you have any more? Were those like
in terms shared? Of streams?
Or just in terms of like other big moments of 2020? Like for me, the things that stand out to me the most are a lot of the streams. What about for you?
I mean, if you're saying biggest moments, as in like accomplishments and highlights,
mm-hmm.
Those would be some. I think the underwater stream was one of the biggest for me. And some of the other stuff we've already talked about, just kind of like pushing ourselves more with the content. It's not like a single moment, really. It's just being more experimental with projects that are cursed and not mm-hmm. practical at all. Like not being afraid to try out cooking videos, even though it was kind of like an out of left field thing. I don't know. There's not really like specific ones for me.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Just kind of the overall.
I did also write down our biggest videos of 2020, just because I was kind of curious
like our
about
most
that.
Successful ones.
Yeah. So number one, cat hamster wheel, then mood ring toilet seat, and then tensegrity table.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you know what else I would consider one of the biggest videos, even though it might not be up there in views yet, is the transparent screen, because my guess is it's pretty close to those ones, but it came out super recently.
Oh.
So I think it might outgrow them potentially.
Really?
Maybe.
That's interesting.
Just because it was only like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about, I mean, we don't want to, like, harp on quarantine stuff in, like, a negative way, but it was a huge part of 2020, and I thought it might be interesting to talk about how it affected us a little bit.
I think one thing I added to this section is, what were some of our fails? I think one thing, looking back...
Quarantine fails.
Like, I didn't cut my hair for way too long, and it got, like, weird. Like, looking back at some of the videos from this year, like, Caitlin ended up, like, you know, giving me a cool fade. We probably need to, like, touch it up or something. Yeah. But, like, it ended up with my hair looking better. But, like, I think it's so interesting looking back. I just, like, didn't cut my hair for so long.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't cut my hair, but on my hair, since it's already so long, you don't notice the change as much.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people, and I'm going to maybe project feelings that I have had before, but it's like, when it comes to your hair, if you're in a position where, like, you've gone too long without cutting it, or you, like, can't really cut it, or you don't have time to cut it, you get to a certain point where you're like, well, it's so grown out, why don't I just, like, let it keep going and see what happens?
Yeah.
That's happened with me with, like, bangs before, like, various things where it's like, I'm already in the awkward phase, what if I just let it go a little bit longer and then I'll just see,
will it get less awkward?
Will it get less awkward? You know? And so I've seen a lot of people, you know, like a lot of creators and stuff, letting the hair get kind of long and crazy just to like see. And I think you just decided no, which it was probably best.
Yeah. So what are some of the most unexpected challenges of quarantine?
I think most things, like most of the challenges, I think are obvious and expected, like not seeing friends and family, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I think one thing that I missed that I didn't expect to miss as much was going to events, actually. Because we used to go to like every single maker event. Like,
yeah,
we said yes to everything. We spoke at events. We would do like Q&A sessions. And, you know, at first it was like every single one. And then we started like declining a few just because, like, you know, like there's one that was super fun to go to, but it was overseas and we just couldn't justify traveling. And, you know, we decided to slow down a little bit, and we were like, yeah, this is, you know, for a while there was like 1 year where we traveled every single month, either for an event or collab, and it was just too much. So I thought, like, you know, maybe it'll be kind of nice to have an excuse not to go, mm-hmm. just so, not that I didn't want to go, but it's just like we had FOMO saying no when we first started saying no to mm-hmm. events, and the FOMO was really hard. So I was like, maybe it'll be kind of nice to have like an excuse just so that like we do have time to kind of focus on, like, focus inwards, because we had spent so much time like putting time outwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that it was good. And I did enjoy not feeling FOMO, but I miss events even more than I expected. Like, mm-hmm. I expected, like, I would love to go to, like, a couple a year. I mm-hmm. think that would be great. You know, much better than, like, the 5 or 6 a year, yeah. like, things we were doing for a little bit there. But I miss it a lot. And we were really excited about going to, like, we were hoping to go to VidCon and TwitchCon this year before mm-hmm. everything happened, and we'd never been to either of those, and not being able to go was like, dang.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, you know, because we had been pulling back, I hadn't expected that to be like as big of a
loss.
Bummer.
Yeah.
What about you? Was there any like unexpected things?
I think related to that, interestingly, like hanging out with our live audience on Twitch kind of like is a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some of the audience part of that, because we do get to like interact mm-hmm. with people live, and there's something
that's true
kind of cool about that.
Yeah, definitely.
And
cool.
And like, you know, we get to know
our social interaction. Like, we say that live, but we're not joking. Like, you guys are our social interaction.
Yeah. And I think that related to that, like, you know, we also really like hanging out with content creators and
mm-hmm.
you know, like
yeah.
just talking behind the scenes stuff with other people who know the behind the scenes stuff. And I think it's been interesting, like, we haven't made many connections on the streaming side, but it's also interesting, we have made some connections on the streaming content creator side, and it's been mm-hmm. interesting, like, you know, making videos with other people and, like, chatting behind the scenes with mm-hmm. them and stuff. So it's like, you know, I know a lot of people have turned to online versions of, you know,
social interactions,
like social interactions or substitutes for things that are in their life, but online. And I think we did that some with streaming.
Yeah.
Other unexpected challenges, you know, it's like, it's not a challenge, but you know, you're talking about things that you miss. I would really like to go out on a date with you.
I really want to go on a date so much.
And I think that one of the like unexpected challenges is like, since we work from home and since our entire house is work, every room pretty much has some element of work in it. Like all the rooms where we spend time in.
Yeah.
There's some like memory of like work. And I think that one of the unexpected challenges is when we would socialize more, when we would go out on dates, when we would like leave our house.
Often it was like going out to eat somewhere.
Yeah. That those were the times where we left work behind.
Yeah.
And it's been much harder to leave work behind when
you don't leave the house.
You don't leave the house. We haven't really come up with a strategy. No. and I think that's one thing that I didn't realize before we didn't leave the house. Like that was our non-work time.
Yeah. Yeah, that is interesting.
And we haven't really fixed that.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
There's just something about like being away.
Yeah.
For us in particular, you know, because like I know that like, you know, like if one of us is prepping work, like the other one of us is usually like working.
If
one of us is prepping a meal, one of us is usually like, you know, launching a video or answering comments or, you know, what have you.
One of us is doing work stuff.
So it's like not a long enough time for us to leave work mode and enjoy non-work mode properly.
Yeah, well, because also if you think about, like, the time it takes you to actually eat isn't that long. You know, a lot of, like, going to a restaurant is, like, you drive there, you wait to be seated. You're seated and you're waiting a little bit.
Yeah.
You have your meal. You wait for the check. Like, you, like, drive home. Or sometimes we would, like, go on a walk after dinner, depending on where we were eating.
Yeah.
We'd, like, walk around the area. And so it's, like, a whole, like, it takes up a larger chunk of time. So it is more of an escape than when, like, you know, cooking and cleaning up takes up time, but like those aren't things that we typically do together just because it's less efficient. It's more efficient for one person to like go back to start working on stuff and the other person to like clean
up. And the intent is like finish off work as fast as you can so that we can have time together not working, but we just kind of end up working a lot. So I think that to me, that's the biggest unexpected challenge of quarantine. Like, having a harder time escaping work and just working so much. Not to like bright, what's it called? Like, I think that like some people are calling it like bright siding things, like putting a positive spin on something that isn't that positive. Is that what it's called? Bright siding?
That sounds familiar.
I think that's a slang word that's popping up in 2020.
I could see that.
Yeah.
With all the,
I don't know if that's the right word or if I'm using it right, but not to like bright side 2020. It's like, looking at just the two of us, are there any good things that came from quarantining and all of that that we might want to carry forward?
I mean, this isn't really like in our personal life, this is more in our work life, but I think like going back to streaming, being quarantined, I think made me appreciate streaming even more and like that fun interaction and stuff, you know, and I do think we'll carry that forward. There are things that I like, it's all kind of like silly stuff, that we did differently during quarantine that I think we might continue, like a curbside grocery store pickup. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, you know, that's pretty nice. Maybe I'll continue doing curbside grocery store pickup. Or like, there's, this is like so like such dumb examples, but like because we stopped eating out and we would take food home, we've developed we've optimized the way that we do that. So like one example is we enjoy In-N-Out, and although we love their burgers, we weren't like super big fans of the fries. Like the fries are fine, but they're nothing crazy. But because we take food home now, when we get In-N-Out, then we go to McDonald's and get McDonald's fries because that's the premium combo right there. You know what I mean?
Combo.
And like, I foresee us continuing to do that after quarantine and taking that food home so that we can drive through two different places for one single meal.
So it's kind of like
we have very specific requirements now for that.
So it's kind of like the shakeup made us like reevaluate certain things and optimize them even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's you know, I also hope this doesn't really affect us, but I hope like in the world there is more flexibility on like being able to work from home when you need to and things like that, you know?
Yeah. Also, I think that it's interesting, like I think the big reason a lot of people gave for not being able to work from home is like, oh, you won't be effective, the company won't work, and it's been proven that it will.
Yeah, so like, you know? I hope that continues to be an option for people that you know, need to work from home, or maybe they work better from home.
I mean, it's definitely not for everyone. I know some people really maybe haven't liked it, but I'm sure that some people have, or even like
or maybe school. Like you just want to do it one day a week, you know? It's different, like having to do it every single day. Yeah, that there's definitely downsides to that. But if maybe you just want to be able to do it every Friday, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think I hope that flexibility in that department remains.
Yeah. Okay, so Caitlin, what are some things that you thought would do in quarantine that we didn't?
I'm the one that put this question down, but I don't really have an answer. I was going to ask you. Do you have any thoughts? I mean, there's like goals.
Hey, this is one thing that everyone thought they'd do more during quarantine: play video games. And technically,
we've played more video games.
Technically,
we have.
I'm actually going to pull up our analytics. I want to see like
how many hours of games we've streamed.
Did we stream more in 2020?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, starting in February, we did do more. March, we did even more. April was the most peak we've ever, you know, streamed and gamed. And then it fell back down to about average by July, and it's been kind of average since. but there certainly was like a moment where we really did stream and game a lot more.
But even when that fell a little bit, it was still on average higher than 2019.
Yeah, you're right. Sure. Yeah, you're right.
Like double or triple.
Yeah, more consistent and like a little bit higher and stuff. So, hey,
we played more video games.
And we made content from it.
Yeah, I was going to say we just made content from it. Yeah. Honestly, I just expected us. I was like, well, we work from home before. We work from home now. We'll probably just work even more because we won't be seeing people. And.
Kind of true.
You know.
Did I have any expectations going into quarantine? Maybe that would cook more?
We
certainly didn't.
We did for the first, like, few weeks.
It just takes so much time.
Well, there was also, like, especially when it was, like, first officially quarantine, like, stay-at-home orders that stuff. Like, we were really nervous about even, like, going through drive-thrus. Mm-hmm. You know? It was just, like, everything was all new and unknown, and so there was like a few weeks where we literally didn't leave the house for everything. I I had like one big grocery trip where I bought enough to make like lots of frozen meals that we could cook like big batches of, and then we didn't leave for like 3 weeks.
We spent like days prepping and cooking and
so much all time. So much time cooking.
Hey, we benefited from it for so long. We did. We've been eating that stuff long after months. That. You know, like we are all about that prepping and freezing and benefiting from that past work.
Usually I spread it out instead of doing it all in like one weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
We eat out more than I expected. Like, I almost feel like we eat out more now, even though we're not going to restaurants. I don't know. Maybe just because, like, it doesn't feel worth just, like, running to the grocery store. And even though, like, obviously I wear a mask and all
that.
For,
like,
that,
a single, and, like, meal or even
yeah, it
two
just
meals.
Doesn't feel worth it to just, like, go for a few supplies. So I like to let the list build up a little bit more. And now I'm, you know, lately I'm doing curbside. But, you know, I still would feel bad having, like, doing curbside pickup for, like, two items. So I let the list build up more in between shopping trips.
That's interesting. So, Caitlin, looking back, summarizing 2020, did 2020 defeat us or did it just make us stronger?
I don't think it defeated us. I mean, there's definitely discouraging parts about it.
Yeah.
Did it make us stronger? I don't know about that either. But, like, I mean, I feel like we are stronger and we've improved over the course of the year, but I don't think I can like
attribute that to 2020.
Attribute it to 2020. Yeah.
But we didn't let it hold us back.
We didn't let it hold us back.
We kept on pushing our content. Yeah. We kept on expanding into streaming. We kept on like, you know, staying true to like what we wanted from our life, and we made it happen.
And even though we didn't get perfect scores on all of the 2020 goals we set for ourselves, they weren't because of the year that 2020 was.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that we like did okay with our goals.
We did okay.
I mean, who hits all of their goals 100%?
Nobody.
Nobody. We're humans. We're not perfect.
We got a couple 9 out of 10s.
We like, got a couple 9
good.
Out of 10s. Yeah.
And we'll just, you know, the 3 out of 10s, we'll just put those back on the goal list and continue to try.
For next year.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. It is time for the thing of the week. All right, so my thing of the week is the 2020 Artist Rewind. For those of you guys who might not know, every year, starting in like 2013 or 2014, YouTube would do a big YouTube Rewind where they look back on the year and everything that happened.
The past couple have been pretty universally hated, although I will say that 2018 was kind of so bad it was good.
Yeah.
In a way, like, it was so memeable.
2019
was just like a listicle, and it was disappointing. And 2020, they decided not to do it. And so there's been lots of creators in the community who have talked about doing their own, and we were actually a part of one. So Nerdy Crafter, Jackie is her name, got together and gathered a bunch of like crafting and art communities to do, or art crafting and art creators to do like a art community 2020 rewind. And it was super fun to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I think if you go to the Nerdy Crafter channel, or if you just search 2020 artist rewind, it'll pop up. But it's very wholesome. If you watch our channel, you'll probably recognize some other faces in there too. If you like our type of content. But it's just very wholesome, and it gives you all these good feels.
It was nice. It was cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. It's been a little bit since it came out. I think this is our first podcast since it came out, so we wanted to give it a shout out here. But it's so cute. Jackie did such a great job coordinating with so many different creators.
But also, it hit the right vibe.
It hit the right vibe. Yeah. It had that like old school YouTube Rewind feel. You know? But yeah, it was just, you know, she hit some trends. Like, it was just great. Yeah, it was 1 week ago is when it went live. We just pulled it up to look at it. But super cute. We'll have a link to it in the description.
Kaylin, what's your thing of the week?
Another video to recommend. We were sent a custom soap by Cat and Raven Designs.
So cute.
So cute. And they made a video where they made the soap. And there's just so much thought. And like ENK lore put into it. It was like a galaxy geode jube soap.
Yeah.
They like molded a little tiny jube.
But even like the wrapping, it has like jube floating in space down there and everything.
Yeah, even the wrapping was custom. So we'll have a link to it. Yeah. It's just like a like fun, cute little video. You hear them like bantering, and they did challenge us to do cool process.
Oh,
so
man.
I know it's in our future.
We will. We'll eventually do it.
We got a little distracted with candles.
Yeah. It would be nice to do it with someone who has a little bit more experience, but that's not possible.
Oh, in
right
person?
Now.
No, yeah. I think we're just going to have to figure it out.
We're doing it live.
You know what they said? If we can do resin, we can do cold process soap.
Okay. Maybe we'll start with like a basic one. I think the main thing that I'm worried about is like doing something, because like I think. I haven't really fully processed it and said this out loud.
Cold processed it.
But I think this is the reason why I have a hesitation. And I think that our videos this year have allowed me to kind of like move past this hesitation. I think that in the past, I always want to like do an impressive version of that thing. So it's like, if we are woodworking, we want to do like woodworking, but with a cool twist, or like, you know, what have you. But I think that like, and I think that my main reason, my main hesitation for like not doing cold process soap is because I'd want to do something like a Joob themed resin galaxy geode, and like, you know, in it they did like soap clay, and they did like a whole bunch of different colors, and they did swirls, and they did like a
there's so much going on.
They squeezed a bag and molded things on top, and they did mix-ins and all this stuff.
Our first cold process soap is probably going to be kind of basic.
I think that's like
we're more okay with that now.
I'm a lot more okay with just saying, like, we're trying cold process soap for the first time, and that's what it is, instead of saying, like, geode, rainbow galaxy, cold process soap. And I think that was my main hesitation before. And I think that it's okay to just, like, say, like, hey, this is, like, us documenting our very first cold process soap.
Yeah.
Is it going to explode? Or will it harden and heat too fast in the bowl?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that, like...
we were trying to do too much, or the ideas we had were always too much.
The ideas we had are always too much.
To do as our first attempt.
I think I'm more okay with it just being about our first time, and that's enough.
I think the candle making video had played a role in that shift of feeling.
Now, the candle making was a like
was
this
a
versus that. There was a shtick. Maybe we can still come up with like a tiny shtick.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting thinking about our first melt and pour soap, because we were like, we kind of had the same thing, because we were like, well, we need to like experiment and learn this stuff. But like doing something fancy seems kind of overwhelming. Well, we'll just do 37.
Yeah.
37
all
soaps.
Sorts of different
they
like mixins
all basic,
and this and that.
But there's
yeah.
a lot of them.
Yeah. So maybe we'll come up with like a good enough minor shtick so that we feel comfortable releasing it, but not so much of a shtick that we feel intimidated to take it on.
Yeah. I think it's a good goal. 2021 goal. No, that's fair. That's for another podcast.
All right, guys. Also, we have been keeping track of all of the reviews that you guys have been sending in for the podcast. They make our day. They make us really happy. It's so nice seeing that 5-star review on whatever podcast app you guys are listening to. We are continuing the prank. I think that I actually like saw a review on there saying they didn't know what our podcast was.
The prank worked.
Yeah. And Caitlin, what was like our rank in the podcast app?
We were like... number 11 in lifestyle or something crazy.
In some country, at least.
Like in Canada or something?
I don't know
what it was.
We're making our way up there in the charts, guys. The prank is
the
working.
The prank is working.
I see it working, and it's really fun. So if you guys don't know what the prank is, we're asking you guys to leave a 5-star review on whatever app. And then eventually someone's going to like find our podcast and
who
wonder what it
is. Who doesn't
know
about our YouTube channel.
And they're going to be so confused.
So confused.
So... if you guys would continue that, that'd be really fun. In the meantime, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Happy birthday if it's your birthday, and we'll see you in the next content. Bye, guys.
Bye. I really like the shift to next content.
Yes, it's good. It's accurate.